Case number 10,858, Martha Jane Horn, south of Road 536 Woodland Road, approximately 335 feet west of Private Road, Walker Road. A variance from the rear yard and side yard setback requirement.
Name and place of residence, please.
Frank Horn Jr., State for Delaware.
What's the mailing address?
3586 Bowman Road.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yeah.
Thank you.
Good evening, sir.
Hey.
Can you explain to the board your request for these variances this evening?
Well, my dad passed away, and my mother had to sell the house and all. And we had a realtor, and it was going to settlement. And then we just did find out that this pole building was, didn't meet the requirements. It had a occupancy permit done when my dad had it built in 96. And I guess, you know, he thought it was, he had a builder build it for him. And then when the survey came, he had a 20 by 30 built for him. And then I guess when the survey was done, it came to 20.2. It was 2 inches.
This was your family's, your father's residence, your parents'
yes,
residence?
Yes.
And they're the ones that put the shed up in 96?
Yes. And we thought everything was all right until...
Till now?
Yeah, until the survey.
What size is the structure?
It's 20 by 30.
20 by 30.
And his, permit said it was a 5-foot setback on both sides.
It's 6 square feet over.
6 square feet over.
Mm-hmm.
I'll be darned.
Because if it had been anything less than 20 by 30, even an inch, it would have, 5 feet would have been it.
And the permit did state they could be 5 feet from the side and rear.
Mm-hmm. I see that. If it's 6 square feet, that means it was just inches over the size.
Okay, are there any questions from members of the board? Mr. McCabe?
No, sir.
Mr. Bergman?
No.
Mr. Hudson?
No, sir.
Mr. Mills? Any further questions? Okay, hearing no further questions. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application?
Mr. Chairman, we received a letter in favor of.
Okay. I thank you.
There's two hands.
And there's some hands there in the back. It was in favor. One, two. Okay. Thank you. Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I will entertain a motion.
Chairman, I think the argument could or should be that certainly wasn't created by the applicant if they were told they could build 5 feet to the property line. And who knows where that, you know, mix up other than the building grew a little bigger than it should have been, I guess. Obviously, this loan hasn't altered the essential character of the neighborhood. That's better than 10 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
I think this applicant's request is a minimum to afford relief now that it's there and therefore necessary to enable reasonable use of the property. So I'd make a motion that we approve case number 10,858.
Any have a second to that motion?
Second.
We have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Hudson that we approve case number 10,858. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. Your case is approved, sir.
Thanks.
Yes, sir. Okay.